Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
You feed the president. Now, I'm sounding really over the top on this, but it's dead serious. Dead serious. Job one is don't kill the president.
And he should know. Walter Scheib was the White House executive chef for over a decade, serving under both the Clintons and the Bushes. He also trained the current White House executive chef, Christetta Comerford. This summer, Comerford will travel to the Milan Expo and cook for the James Beard American Restaurant, representing new American cuisine and Michelle Obama's campaign for healthy food. But Scheib has expressed some doubts. Should the person responsible for feeding the president also be an ambassador of American cuisine? Should a line be drawn between policy and security? Scheib was hired by the Clintons in 1994 after an extensive search for a chef who could both artfully cook regional American cuisine and cook enough of it to feed thousands of visiting dignitaries.
I don't think anybody is ever really ready for the White House. I think you see that in presidents, you see that in secretaries of the different departments, you see it in the first family, you see it in the domestic staff. When you're first there, you literally have, there is no field of reference that will prepare you for the White House. All you can do is be very, very skilled in your field and then very, very adaptable and understand that you need to check your ego and your politics at the door. It's not about you. It's not about your politics. It's not about your ego. It's about being of service to the first family, first, last, and in between. It isn't a hotel or a restaurant. It's a private home. I thought it was the only time that I ever had a job quit me, if you will. The kitchen's the same. The pots and pans are all in the same place. The refrigerator's in the same place. All the staff is the same thing. But literally in the course of 4 hours between about 10 o'clock in the morning on inauguration day and 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the new family arrives, your entire job changes. You have no idea you might have an idea because there's some research that goes into it, but it is an entirely new family. You've got to forget everything that you know. It's no longer operant. You have to relearn, literally right down to the details of not calling the First Lady by the previous First Lady's name. This happened to some of the folks, not to me, but some of the other departments in the White House. They're very embarrassing of calling Mrs. Bush Mrs. Clinton. And so really down to the point where you're dealing with somebody for 7 or 8 years and suddenly they're gone, literally in a day, in 4 hours. And the new family coming in is expecting, entitled to, and deserve the same degree of intensity and attention to detail that the previous family had. And take it all under advisement, but when you actually meet the family and do such, you know, prosaic things as actually looking at dinner plates when they come back in off the table, what did they eat, what did they not eat? So it's not high tech. It's very low tech. Very personal interaction.
But Scheib's expertise in regional American cuisine was put to the test from day one, as he learned to walk the fine line between procuring the best American food and following security protocol.
The big part of your job as a chef, obviously, you have great cooks working with you, and you'd like to think that you're a pretty good cook yourself. But sourcing and finding and bringing in great and unique and in many cases new unpublicized types of products was a big part of what we did. And one of the dilemmas was that we really couldn't talk about what we were doing. We had to sort of do it surreptitiously and go out and find these things and not really let anybody know that we were bringing them to the White House, because obviously job one at the White House isn't cuisine. Job one is don't kill the president. So you clearly want to make sure that you keep the supply lines secure, and that there would be no potential for any monkey business, if you will, in terms of who's touching the food, who's handling it. Especially post 9/11, it got even more important. So, getting product was a bit of a challenge because you had to do it very, very quietly and not really let anybody know that it was coming to the White House.
Christetta Comerford worked with Scheib for 8 years, where she went from a skilled cook to a veteran chef.
She was a phenomenon, exceptional. Culinary and great chef in terms of her cuisine, hadn't had much experience in the logistical and management and direction component of it, but she worked very diligently and learned a lot from me, and I think she went from being a great cuisinier, great cook, if you will, to a great chef during those 8 years.
Comerford was promoted to executive chef after Scheib's departure in 2005 and has followed in his footsteps as a chef dedicated to serving the first family. Something Scheib thinks will be emphasized in Milan.
I know what she will do. And what you will do is represent exactly what Mrs. Obama asks her to do. No one who works at the White House is there to set policy or to ad lib. You are there to represent the First Family and do exactly as they want you to do. So I don't doubt that Chris and the First Lady and Chris and the First Lady's surrogates will have in-depth discussions over what wants to be said and what wants to be achieved at this meeting. And I suspect I know Chris. She's very, very adept at walking that line and knowing exactly what can be hers and what is the First Lady's. And you are a representative of the First Lady. You're not going there as your own entity. You're going as a representative of the country and a representative of the First Family and a representative of the White House.
And there is precedence for the White House chef serving as an ambassador of American cuisine. Scheib, and now Comerford, serve in the Club de Chef de Chef, and both are members of the American Chef Corps. Both are organizations dedicated to promoting American cuisine to visiting dignitaries and chefs serving foreign heads of state. But Scheib says these are far different than what is to be expected of Comerford in Milan.
I don't understand what that's all about. The Food Network and Chris are, while she is a person of service to the country through the First Family, she's not a Food Network star, nor was I, nor was that the job. They and I don't say this to any specific Food Network person, but their whole job is ego, is personality, is promotion, is them. It's the antithesis of what Chris's job is. When you're the chef at the White House, you are the most famous anonymous person on earth. Everyone knows you're there. Some people may know your name, but very few people know anything about you. And that's intentional. That's to safeguard the First Family by not putting you out there where people could know too much about you and potentially get at you to get at the family. But most importantly, if you have the right service ethic, and Chris clearly does, you're all about serving the family. You're not all about you. So I think it's a little peculiar, and it's one of the things that I sort of scratch my head about when I see what Mrs. Obama's done about putting her chefs out in the spotlight. It's her house, and she'll do what she wants. She's the First Lady, and obviously it's her call, not mine. But it's a bit of a security dilemma. Chefs at the White House, especially executives, have a clearance called top secret presidential proximity. That means you get to be in physical contact with the president and the First Family with no secret service between you and them. You are one of very, very few people, that have that. And if you think about it, you're not next to the president. You're inside the president. Your product goes into his stomach. So you are the most trusted person, basically, that they have, that you've got their best interest in mind all the time. So when you go to work there, the Secret Service gives you a little counseling session about understand, you know, it's a dangerous world out there, and people may try to get at the president through you, and they'll get to you through your children and your family. So keep it quiet who you are. Don't brag about it. Don't talk about it. Tell your kids not to talk about it. Keep it down low. That had always been the marching orders. The current marching orders are different. It's apparent that for whatever reason, they want to, Mrs. Obama wants to highlight her chef, and that's great. That's her prerogative. I know she's very big on nutrition and trying to get people, you know, getting food as part of the daily vernacular in people's homes. But it is a little bit risky because, again, as I say, the way to get the president would be through the chef, and the way to get to the chef is through the chef's kids. And so when you publicize, and Chris has no choice, she does what she's told, but you really have to be very, very careful about putting yourself out there too much. You're not a TV star. You're someone that is in physical contact with the President of the United States. You feed the President. Now, I'm sounding really over the top on this, but it's dead serious. Dead, dead serious. Job one is don't kill the President. Okay? And trust me when I tell you, you know what's going on in the world today. There are people who would love nothing more than to have that happen. And so the idea that this is some sort of fun and games, it is. It's a great, challenging job and a lot of fun. It is a extremely serious endeavor. It's not a game. So, and most people don't get that. They think, oh, it must be great to be your pilot. But no, the weight of the president's safety is on your back just as much as it's on a Secret Service person's back every single day of the year. So if Mrs. Obama wants her to go, that's great. If she wants to publicize, that's great. I hope that everybody's taken the time to think about what this could mean, not only to the First Family, but to Chris's family, by putting them in harm's way. As you've seen, kidnapping has become sort of the MO of some folks these days. So there's my rant on that.
As Comerford and the U.S. Expo team prepare for Milan, Scheib has no doubts about Comerford's professionalism, talent, and adaptability. but he hopes that Americans understand that they should not expect Comerford to act like a celebrity chef, and for very good reasons.
Everybody assumes that, because chefs these days in the marketplace outside of the White House are big egos, over the top, in many cases not very mature, they don't really speak well, and they don't really think, they think even worse. And I've been a professional chef for 42 years, so I feel confident when I say this. We're not always the most circumspect individuals, but when you're working for the White House, as I did for the 11 years, as Chris has now for her number of years, you learn very quickly, say less, and you'll be a lot better. If you start talking too much, you start rambling on, like anything else, you get yourself into hot water. But again, what I'm saying is it's great, and I'm a chef, and I'm all about building profile, and I'm all about building awareness of good nutrition and good food and what's going on. But there's another component that comes into play that people really don't think about. You're not doing this for you or me or Joe Blow in off the street. You're doing this for the most important person on earth. And it really is. That component is extremely serious, and it's not a game.
This is Brian Reno at Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening,